You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Yet another attack on a Madison bus driver. The problem just seems to keep growing. This one happened Monday morning on West Main Street. Madison police say a passenger boarded a bus through the back door and refused to pay his fare. When the driver confronted him, the passenger punched them. Someone flagged over a couple of detectives nearby. The 21-year-old passenger was arrested for battery to a public transit officer, resisting arrest, and 6 counts of bail jumping. Police-involved mental health professionals and the suspect was taken to the hospital. At least 6 bus drivers have been attacked so far this year. City and union leaders are working on a panel to create new safety initiatives. The city attorney has proposed an ordinance change to specifically protect bus drivers, and barriers will be installed on all Metro Transit buses. Meanwhile, in better news for Metro Transit, the BRT system seems to be having an impact. Last month was the busiest April on Metro Transit buses in 10 years. Ridership on Route A increased 56% from the same time last year. Meanwhile, on Route B, ridership more than doubled. Metro Transit provided 1.3 million rides this past April, which is also the single busiest month in about 6 years. A food delivery driver was shot in the foot yesterday on the job. According to Madison police, the driver said he was making a delivery in the 200 block of Park Street before 4 a.m. when he heard something loud and felt pain in his foot. He's expected to be okay. Police are searching for the person responsible and are asking any witnesses to come forward. And a program meant to give everybody in Wisconsin the skills to be online has been canceled. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission was set to manage the Digital Equity Capacity Grant. The goal was to solve the digital divide by giving low-income folks, veterans, seniors, people with disabilities, those in rural areas, the opportunity to learn how to use the internet, smart devices, computers, and apps. The money for it came from the big infrastructure law President Joe Biden signed in 2021. The Public Service Commission was accepting grant applications when they got notification from the federal government on Friday that the entire program would be terminated. Flags are flying at half staff today in honor of Hmong Lao Veterans Day. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
During the Vietnam War, thousands of Hmong Lao people courageously fought alongside the United States, and following the end of the war, faced harsh retribution from the Vietnamese and Lao governments for their service. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were ultimately forced to flee their homes, and many later resettled in communities throughout the United States, including in Wisconsin. Today, Wisconsin is home to the third largest Hmong population in the United States. Governor Evers designated May 14th as Hmong Lao Veterans Day in Wisconsin, as May 14th, 1975, was the last day of airlift evacuation of remaining Hmong Lao soldiers and their families from the covert headquarters.
Meanwhile, Wisconsinites have chosen the state's honorary fat bird. The Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin hosted a contest where 8 birds were nominated for Fat Bird Week. People got to vote on a dark-eyed junco in the trunco and a pudgy pine warbler. The final round was between a spherical white-throated sparrow and a rotund ruby-throated hummingbird. Emma Schatz from the Natural Resources Foundation was on Matt Nair on Air announcing the winner.
The winner was the spherical white-throated sparrow.
North America has lost 30% of its songbird population since 1970. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers shut out again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Guardians 2-0 in Cleveland. Milwaukee with only 3 hits through 9 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our offense has sputtered, especially in the last, this month for sure. It's really sputtered. Yeah, we got to get that back. We've got a couple injuries that have hurt us defensively, but still, we've got to get production and we've got to get guys with more confidence, and we're going to face good pitching. That's the major leagues.
NFL, the Packers added Aaron Banks from the 49ers in free agency. He'll play left guard, 6'5", 325 pounds.
Love Banks' physicality. I think he's really going to step up our game there. And just a good veteran presence I think, you know, is a guy that we're going to lean on in a lot of different situations. But I'm excited about having him in there to up our physicality for sure.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich. The full NFL regular season schedule to be released tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A few weeks ago, country music singer Morgan Wallen created a bit of a controversy by leaving the Saturday Night Live stage early and abruptly after hosting the show, choosing not to mingle during the credits. Wallen appeared on Sunday Conversation with host Caleb Presley and was given a chance to explain what he did and said that's pretty much what he meant to do. The singer said he was ready to go home because he had been there all week. Apparently, he couldn't tough it out in the big city for another 45 seconds. Wallen also posted a picture of his private jet on social media with a caption that said, "Get me to God's country." Acting like a tool was most likely a strategic move to sell some merch. As far as Wallen is concerned, his God apparently is okay with using racial slurs, throwing chairs off Nashville rooftops into crowded streets, getting a DUI, getting charged with felony reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. The Legally Blonde prequel episodic series is in production. The show is called Elle, which is short for Elle Fanning, the character played by Reese Witherspoon, who is one of the show's executive producers. Witherspoon says there are two episodes completed. Lexi Mindtree plays the young version of Elle. TheWrap.com reports the show is looking at a 2026 summer release on Amazon Prime. Industry insiders say production work has vanished from California, LA specifically. Deadline is reporting that LA Mayor Karen Bass is pushing for new incentives, hoping to bring back more work to the city. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state government also appear to be on board, as Newsom's office says he is hoping to inject $750 million a year in film and TV incentives by way of a bill that supposedly has deep support within the state legislature. Here's hoping Wisconsin does the same. If you're looking for something to watch in the comfort of your own home, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the film Black Bag, a spy thriller starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett, who play a husband and wife who are both secret agents whose marriage and loyalty to country are both put to the test. The film is well acted, well written, and directed, and will keep you wondering just how strong a marriage can be. The hits just keep on coming in a good way for Michael B. Jordan. Fresh off his playing twins Smoke and Stack in Sinners, Jordan is executive producing a reality TV show called Delphi. His partner on the project, Marco Ramirez, will serve as the showrunner. The show follows boxers who train at the Delphi gym in Los Angeles, where Rocky and Apollo trained. There is no release date yet, but Deadline reports the show will air on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms. Some could be severe with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.